Oh, what is that? President's Choice Water?
Natural spring water. Nutrition facts.
Does it taste like every other spring water, i.e. it tastes disgusting with all the minerals and stuff? I'm not a big fan of spring water.
I guess so. It's better than, like, Dasani or Aquafina.
That's a good topic I think we should talk about is water, I think. I think we can...
I don't know if I have much to say on water.
I don't know. We could probably figure something
out. Isn't that kind of a boring topic?
Hello and welcome to the Second Year Run Podcast. This is our first episode. My name is Wyatt Mason. I am your host for this podcast. And today, my very first guest is a very special guest, Ethan B. Welcome, Ethan.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me for the first time ever. We definitely didn't record this before. This is 100% the first time we're doing this.
Yes, this is our first episode.
Yes, yeah.
That people know of, and we're just gonna keep it that way.
Do you want to talk about what happened, or?
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about it. So we recorded last Friday the podcast just here at our school that we're currently attending, and I took the audio file home, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work on my computer. But when I plugged it back here on the school computer, it worked fine. I have no idea. I think it's a weird Audacity problem that I'm not going to deal with. But for those of you who don't know, we are students attending a post-secondary institution of technology in British Columbia. We are in the film and television production program, so not quite a film theory course, more of a film technical course. We're learning a lot of stuff about cameras and post-editing and whatnot, and just the general kind of production cycle where it's just starting. And we're in our second year right now. Hence the title scheme of the podcast. And the idea is that you also maybe have like a second run movie, and we're kind of in a film production thing. So second year run, that kind of explains the name of the podcast there for you. But do you listen to much podcasts, Ethan?
I can't say I do. I'm not really a podcast person. If I were to get into podcasts, like, it would be something like I'm really interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, no, I don't really listen to podcasts. I think you're probably more of a podcast person.
Yeah, right? But I only listen to a couple.
It's, that's fine. That's all you really need.
Yeah, and it's all like related to like kind of the industry and whatnot too. Like when Better Call Saul was still airing, I was listening to that podcast a lot as they would kind of go over each episode and go to the behind the scenes process. Mm-hmm. Or even the Always Sunny podcast is really nice because it's the three main guys. And it's their podcast where they talk about the show and what they do and how they create each episode. And I really like that. I just really like the behind the scenes of filmmaking and television producing and whatnot, which is why I'm kind of here in this program in the first place.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. Like, that's probably the type of podcast that I'd be interested in anyway. Because, mm-hmm. Who wants to listen to two people just ramble for an hour, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not interesting.
Yeah, who would want to listen to that? I can't think of anybody. No. I do think, though, podcasts are in a little bit of a weird space because I think that is kind of sort of the general idea and almost trope behind it. That it really is just two guys kind of talking and whatnot.
It's always two guys.
Yeah, but I think that's like, I don't know. I think people just kind of want to express ideas and opinions and just kind of put themselves out there and whatnot. And then people want to listen, you know?
Yeah, that's totally fair.
I think it goes back to the days of radio and whatnot. Like, radio shows used to be like 3 hours long with like a host, and they just would be like a talk show that you see on TV where it's just all these different guests coming in out and talking to each other and just, I don't know, having fun for the most part, I think, is the important thing, is being able to have good discussions and whatnot, which I think is what people really enjoy. And I think that's why people tune into a podcast, and I'm hoping we can provide that same content for the people that listen in to ours, or at least to mine. I don't know. You are just the guest for this episode. We don't know if we'll have you back. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I could return if you want.
If I want, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I think that is the case with a lot of podcasts, though, and it's probably why I avoid them so much, is because a lot of them probably aren't very interesting.
Exactly, right, yeah.
I'm sure this one will be, though, because you're bringing on a lot of, you know, different students, and we're all very, like, diverse, and we all have, like, different opinions and perspectives on our courses, so yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. My idea is that each week we have a new person on, so Ethan's going to be here this week, and then this Friday... we're actually hoping to record episode 2 as well with a new guest, so keep an eye out for that. That's right. This week you're going to get 2 podcasts from me, but next week will be every Saturday. there will be a new podcast that you can listen to on your Saturday morning when you're drinking your coffee and eating your eggs and bacon. It'll be wonderful. I'll be probably busy with work, but you get to enjoy the podcast on the Saturday. We are second-year students, and we've just finished our first week of studies, the first full week of studies today. It's been pretty fun for the most, well, maybe not fun, but at least interesting for me. It's not, it hasn't been boring.
No, for sure. No, I've had fun. I've had a packed week this week. I've been doing so much, just even outside of school, too. But yeah, it was crazy because like, I was working just before this, and like I worked a night shift like the day before school. And I didn't get home till like 1 a.m, and I didn't fall asleep till 2 a.m, and we had to be there at like 8:30 a.m, which means I have to get up at like 6. So yeah, I only got like four hours of sleep that night, which is fine. That's normal. That's normal BCIT life. And it was like great to see everyone again because I missed them, and you know I'd been working like the entire summer, so.
Yeah, not really a lot of opportunities to go out and see fellow classmates. And
yeah,
whatnot,
yeah. You know? And yeah, this whole week has literally just been like catch up and like, but it's great because like it's felt like no time has passed at all, and it's like we're already like just totally cool with each other and like.
I think we're all excited.
No, to say the least.
Yeah, I think we're all excited for the year and what it's going to bring along.
This is good. There's good vibes. Mm-hmm. There's good vibes in the air.
I think, especially after our first year too. Which I like, first year was fun for me. I really like the challenge that was there, but it was also definitely a challenge for sure. Mm-hmm. I think, what was it? In our first semester, we had 9 courses that we had to deal with.
Yeah, in the first term. And I've told people that before, and they've literally just choked on their water. And like, I don't know how we did it. First term felt pretty easy compared to what we did in the second term, which was like another 8 or 9 courses, like plus practicum.
Yeah, it was about 8 courses. Yeah.
And yeah, we did a lot. We made a commercial. We produced so many projects that just gave us so much like experience with producing video and just giving us like on-set experience and stuff. It was really cool, and it was a huge challenge, but it was like we were thrown into it and we didn't really have much choice. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think
it was like a little bit of a sink or swim kind of.
Yeah. And some drowned, some some swam. I think we managed. Yeah,
me and Ethan were on the same production team for the second semester when we were doing a PSA project for one of our communications instructors, and then a commercial project that we did as well for a local business. And then we worked closely on the PSA because I was producer on that one and you were the director on that one.
Right.
And that was one of my favorite projects that we did, kind of like in that first year at all. That was a lot of fun. I liked that one.
It turned out well because the production went smoothly. Finding actors went smoothly. The actors were great. We met with them and all that. And we produced exactly what they wanted.
And that was it. That was perfect.
That was pretty much it.
I was happy with it.
It gave me a lot of challenges, I think, as director, because I think in hindsight now, I'm not regretting taking that position because like it gave me that experience. But I don't know if I would take that experience again in the future, just because I feel like that's not really my role. I don't know, but it was good for me to step into that position and find out, right? And you were producer, and you did an excellent job on that. Yes, you're welcome. with like handling paperwork and like talking to our client, who was great, by the way. I loved our client.
I think we kind of lucked out that way too, because I don't think a lot of the other productions had as nice of a client as we did. So I think that's like what really help with the success of our project is having that client that was easy to communicate with and easy to talk with, because the client for our commercial, not so much. But I couldn't say 100%. I was a producer on that one. I was just the camera.
Our commercial production was not as smooth. I don't know if we want to get into it because it's such a long endeavor.
At the end of the day, though, what I really remember was just like the production day. Like, I don't remember all the kind of stuff that like went up to it. I just remember the day that we were actually shooting, and that was a pretty good day.
That went well.
Yeah,
that went well.
I think compared to a lot of some of the other productions, maybe I think our shoot was like one of the smoothest. Like it,
surprisingly.
Yeah,
surprisingly, because of the production side of things was
a little bit more of a
little. Yeah. Oh god. But the actual day of shooting, I think we were all surprised how well it turned out.
Mm-hmm.
And that we created something that was at least, you know, I said this before when we recorded last, but that resembled a commercial.
Exactly.
At least a student production, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good for a student production.
Well, it was kind of a, I think we had kind of a cool idea too, where we were basically doing two sets within the same location. Like, really all we did was just put a curtain up to, like, make the difference for it.
Mm-hmm.
But even just that little thing, I kind of liked. I thought it was a good use of the space. I thought it was creative, and I thought the idea was just a good idea. I thought we had a good idea overall. And yeah, I'm happy with how it turned out, and I was happy to be a part of that team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a good experience.
What else even really happened? Because we also did, in, like, first semester, we also did a project called 4 and 4.
Mm, right.
Like, I think
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, and I think
it was like an eternity ago.
Yeah, yeah, it was like right at the beginning of the semester, and I think that was the first time me and you worked on something.
Yeah, together.
Yeah, together.
Like,
yeah,
shooting
yeah.
something,
mm-hmm.
and it was literally just like very easy assignment, like sequencing. We ended up like connecting our shots together.
Yeah, we had a because it's supposed to only really be like one story that you kind of like follow through, and then you have two people, so just like you switch out who's operating camera and who's like the talent. But then me and Ethan came up with this idea where it would actually be two separate stories because we do look, I guess, like so different, first of all. But then second of all, it would be kind of a cool idea to try and make it a full narrative, so as like an instructor's watching it, it's not just shot, it's like an actual story that's kind of being told. I think that was something that like I kind of recognized right away with you too, that you have that kind of like eye for storytelling and whatnot. And maybe if you don't want to kind of go back down that director route, you want to tell stories overall and whatever the future holds
mm-hmm.
for all of us or whatnot. I think that's something you're going to keep on doing.
I hope so. I say that with a bit of doubt now, and it's not a bad thing. It's more so like I'm in this position now where I don't really know what I want to do after this. Because, mm-hmm. like, this is our last year. I don't know what's next. I guess work is next. Production work, on-set work. Like, I'm totally fine just getting, like, a stable job after this. But it's, like, it's a matter of, like, what do I want to do creatively? And I think you, like, hit the nail right on the mark. Because it's, like, yeah, I want to tell stories. I want to tell them visually, too. It's, like, but I also might want to approach like writing, right? So yeah, I don't know what is next. I'm kind of at a loss. it's scary. That's the one thing I'm scared about, but it's like it's something I can like at least be prepared for, because
right.
I've been thrown into so much now. I've been put into so many situations where I've been challenged.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like I can see the challenge coming up, and I'm like, I don't want it to happen yet. I just want to get through this year, but I don't want it to go so fast that it feels like it's too short, because I even felt that first year was too short.
Same, too. Yeah. When May came around, mm-hmm. I was kind of like, oh, it's
I know.
Done.
It's like, yeah. oh, we only have 1 year left.
Yeah, and then it was kind of crazy to think that like this year is going to go
mm-hmm.
so by.
And
is...
oh, yeah, it's like we know how fast first year went. We know how it's going to go by even faster second year, and
mm-hmm.
that's sad because I love everyone here. I just, you know,
well, that's like, part of the reason to record the podcast as well too, in
yes,
my opinion
yes,
is to kind of
right.
keep track of these thoughts
right.
and these opinions, and that way in the future you can kind of come back into a particular point of time and see how life
yeah.
is going
and be like, oh, I sounded so cringe on that
on that
very
podcast.
Interesting podcast. Yeah, I don't know if I have much else to say about just like the anxiety of like
that's fair
of all that stuff, but it's also excitement.
Are you ready for
excitement.
The challenge that's going to be the second year though? Are you ready
yes.
for yeah?
I am ready. I am going in with caution and excitement. It's like I think it's a good caution. It's like a good because of how well prepared we are now.
Mm-hmm.
After first year, we know what to expect, and we know it's just going to be double. Pretty much the workload and everything. We have short films coming up.
It's weird you say that it's double the workload, but it's half the classes, because now we
yeah,
only
exactly.
have like five classes.
I know, we only
yeah.
have about 5 or 7 compared to the 9 that we mentioned, but it,
right.
they I think they said it was going to be like 10 or 15, and it's going to feel like that. I'm like, yeah, I don't doubt. Bring it on. I don't care.
Well, there's a lot of classes too this semester where it's just like long. Like we have a production class that's basically spans over 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then it's like, they're just kind of like long days and whatnot. But what I'm kind of excited for and happy for is that we all seem to be kind of like hitting the ground running, if you know what I mean. Like, we have not so much of a short film, but more of just kind of like a comedy thing, I think. I think it's going to be a comedy kind of video.
Are you talking about Bad Credit?
Yeah, that's Okay. I believe that's what it's going to be. We haven't gotten a script for it yet. After our first week, we should be getting it on the Wednesday, I believe. So just a couple of days from now. But we already have production teams. Some of us have already gotten started on a team charter, like my group has. You know, yeah. A lot of us have already figured out the roles for it that we're going to be doing. So we're really just kind of getting ready. It's like what you're saying about the challenges and seeing those challenges coming up, is that we know that we're going to have certain things expected of us to get this done. And it seems like, at least in everyone in my group that I'm, and I've been kind of happy with that, we're ready for that. We want to get it done. We don't want to lay about. We don't want to leave this to the last minute. It's like, no, let's get it done. Then we'll have more free time to do things that we want to do, and then we'll just get better at our work. So I've been happy for that.
Free time. That's funny. we have a bit of free time right now just because we're just starting. But yeah, no, like just no time wasted. No time wasted from the first day. We're just getting right back into it.
Right,
and
yeah.
And there's so much expected of us. And yeah, we know what to do. We know what's expected of us, and we know what to deliver, and there's just going to be new challenges that.
And I think that's because of first year. I think if they didn't,
yeah, of course.
I think if they changed the classes even just like a little bit, we wouldn't have even like there's one class that's kind of infamous within the program at this point, Org B, organizational behavior. I think even if you cut that class out, because not a lot of us like it, but it changes so much about the workload and what's expected. And
that certainly would have helped.
Yeah, yeah.
That definitely felt like its own side tangent during first year. That I try to forget about in the first term, that just kind of like was its own thing, and I'm just like, why are we doing this?
I understood it.
No.
It makes sense.
You always understand the point of it. You're just
but it's
like
just poorly taught.
Yeah, yeah. It was the way that it was incorporated, especially it was so rushed.
Well, yeah, it just didn't
it was
feel
condensed.
Like it, yeah, it didn't feel like it was kind of related to what we were doing. It just was like a lot of broad topics and whatnot. Yeah. And I'm not sure if the first new like the first year is this year. Have like a new teacher, something like that.
They have a new teacher.
Do they? Okay.
I can't remember her name, but I've never seen her.
We don't have that class, so I don't think.
Yeah,
we
yeah. I guess we'll.
Okay. We could talk about the food. Do you ever buy food on campus? Are you like a big? Do you buy food?
Yes, I buy food.
I
try not to.
Try not to.
I try not to.
What do you think about the? Here's my opinion on it. This is what I gotta say about it. Is that I'm an adult. If I want a white bread sandwich, I feel like I should be able to get a white bread sandwich. I'm tired of these whole wheat, and actually, I don't mind whole wheat. Whole wheat's okay. But
yeah, I don't mind whole wheat either.
It's the seedy, like grainy bread that I hate that they sometimes use on some of the sandwiches and like the little like shops and whatnot, and I hate it because it's on the majority of the sandwiches. I think they might be whole wheat now. Maybe I complained enough last year about it, and they changed them over. But I just hate when I bite into bread, and there's just like little things in it. Like I think there's like mold or something in it, but it's just little seeds and grains, and they get like stuck in your teeth, and it's like it's a weird mouth texture thing. It's like rough bread, you know what I mean? Like it's
became a rant about whole grain bread.
Yeah, well, not whole grain. I'm thinking of whole wheat. I think
okay.
Whole wheat is the one.
Is there a difference?
I don't know. I don't really know. I haven't actually had to buy bread in a while because I've just been getting sandwiches and whatnot. I've just been eating the sandwiches.
Yeah. So, I usually just go to Timmy's.
That's true, yeah. We do have a team on campus.
Yeah.
The line's always so busy, though. And I'm just, like, not a big line waiter. You know what I mean? Especially when it's, like...
Hey, if I'm hungry, I'm gonna wait in line. I don't care.
That's fair.
I don't mind whole grain bread. I think it's because I grew up with eating, like, whole wheat stuff. So, I don't know. I never minded it. There's a lot of kids who don't like the crust and blah, blah, blah. I never cared.
I'm okay with the crust. I've always been a crust fan.
Yeah.
I like the crust. The crust is good. Same thing like on a pizza too. I like the crust on a pizza. I'll use that time.
All right.
I would love though if there was like a place here that like served like hot sandwiches. Like they have a BLT that they serve in like one of like the little like fridges that they got. There's like the little like display case of like the sandwiches and stuff and whatnot. You'll see it's like a clear thing. So it's like a cold like sandwich that I guess you can put in a microwave and heat up. And then so I do that and I bite into it. And it's the damn seedy bread that I don't like. But if they had a place to serve hot sandwiches, like fresh sandwiches, I'd be there all the time. Because I realized that. I'm like, I just want, like, a nice, like, hot, like, fresh, like, BLT. Not one that was put, like, in a fridge or cooler or anything. I just want, you know? They have, like, some burgers around. Like, I just got one today, actually. I went to the Grill Express or whatever it's called. I went over there and got myself a burger. I ate the fries already. I haven't had the burger yet before we recorded. And that's where I went today. I got some food.
You know what? This might be a good opportunity to do a quote-unquote ad break.
Ad break?
Yeah.
An ad break. This podcast is brought to you
by what was the cafe name?
By the Fuse Cafe.
The Fuse Cafe.
The Fuse Cafe in BCIT in the electrical building is this podcast is brought to you by. Go there and get your $17 burger and fries and pop or whatever it was.
You just gave free advertising to BCIT.
Yeah, well, this whole podcast is free advertising for BCIT, basically.
In a way, yeah.
I mean, we're using their equipment and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think we got to kind of... We're recording in one of the classrooms. It's not so much of a classroom though. It is like a proper kind of like a recording booth. There's like a nice little like plexiglass that can look into another room where you'd have your talent to record into. There's a couple monitors in this room here. There's some weird like not quite stairs. Like I don't know what they are. They're just kind of like weird leveled. But they're too big to be stairs, you know what I mean? But I guess the idea is that you could have the people sitting here and then look on the monitors and see what the instructor's like talking about and whatnot. But it's just like, I don't know. This is kind of a strange room.
It is.
But it was one of the few rooms that actually have two microphones because most of them are just a single microphone.
Yeah, just the one. It's basically like your typical audio recording booth for like voice actors and stuff.
It's nice. It's soundproof in here too, which I kind of like. Although not totally. A little bit of electrical hum comes through. I'll be sad when we do graduate and we don't really have access to this building anymore because at BCIT there's a specific broadcast building and it's got all the kind of there's like the radio tower I believe is no sorry the radio tower is on a separate building I believe
but it
still connects to because it's higher up higher in elevation but it still connects to this building here for them to do all the radio show that they have, which is pretty cool. There's like two studios for like live events that you can record in here. There's editing bays and whatnot. There's a bunch of like little recording booths. Like this is kind of like a control room, but then there's also a couple rooms where it's just like one microphone and one computer and you can record yourself and whatnot. So there's a lot of space here. And I really like it. It has a real good kind of creative atmosphere. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you can do. You know what I mean? Like, you can do a lot of things. You're not just kind of limited in doing only, like, one or two things. Like there's sure there's, like, studios that exist out there. But then usually it's just that. Like, it's just, like, a warehouse with, like, a flat floor that you can put flats up and whatnot or whatever. They're not going to have recording booths for you to do recording in. They're not going to have edit bays for you to do your editing. Those are all going to be separate kind of buildings and whatnot that you kind of have to hop all around, but here it's just all one thing, and I really like that.
Yeah, I mean there are three programs in this building, right? So it's like they need to accommodate for like the studios for us, and then the radio stuff for the radio people, and then I don't know what the journalism people do. They just they go on the computers, I guess, and they research articles and they come up with stories. I don't know.
They're probably also doing the recording as well, too, like the recording the lines and
I'm
whatnot.
I'm sure they are. They're recording.
Much like how we're doing.
I feel like, I don't know if it's true if the journalism students collaborate more with the radio people. They might.
Maybe.
Because we don't really see them that much. We saw them once during practicum and that was it.
Which I'm kind of bothered by because I feel like we should like work with them a little bit closer. Because we saw some of the stuff that they were shooting and we were just like, what? Like, it wasn't like Horizon properly. Like, it wasn't set up right. It was very...
Oh, yeah.
And I was
we're the tech people, right?
So yeah.
They rely on us.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be better. Because that's the thing, too, right? Is that you'd have your reporter and then you would have your cameraman or woman or person. But they would still, be there. Like, they'd still be two separate, like, entities. You know what I mean? It wouldn't just be all one person doing it all. Or maybe it is nowadays. We're not the ones taking the journalism program. We're not journalists.
No. But we still do a lot of creative work.
We do.
Yeah.
At least we try to. Mm-hmm. Tempting. I want to talk a little bit about character arcs in comedy.
Oh, okay.
I watched The Office, not last summer, but in summer of 2023, before we started school. Mm-hmm. I just watched the whole series over the summer for the first time. For whatever reason. I don't know why. I'd never seen it before.
I thought you had seen it before.
No.
Have you seen, like, parts of it?
I know. I'd only ever really known The Office from, like, the memes that got posted online.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then, same.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I haven't watched the series.
Yeah. Okay. But so I watched the whole series and then came to school and then it was kind of good that I watched it because there's a lot of people in our program that are more familiar with it and I can kind of pick up on the references and whatnot and discuss and actually have a legitimate opinion about it. And then just over the summer again this year I went back and kind of did another rewatch just for whatever reason, because what I find really interesting about The Office is just how it does character arcs within its story. Like, by that first season, you can kind of see the whole Jim and Pam set up and how it's going to go on and go into the future. And I think that's what really, like, I think that's what an audience really responds to, is something like that, some kind of relationship. Because if you look at that first season of The Office, it's not the best. There is a reason why people often say to skip it. I can understand. I think you could. I still kind of like it because it's a good way to get introduced to the characters and just kind of get in a general idea of what their baseline is, so you can start to see where the full character growth is. Like, the first episode of season two, I think, only really works after you've watched season one, because otherwise it seems kind of empty a little bit, a little valueless. But even just, not only just Jim and Pam's relationship, but Michael Scott, the main character, has a character arc where he starts to become less childish and more of an actual adult and develops relationships and kind of goes through, and you learn a lot about, like, his childhood and kind of where his, almost his, I don't want to say his issues, but maybe even just where his, like, difficulties come from. His mother got divorced very early on, and he just never referred to his stepdad as his stepdad. It was always Jeff. So he never really had, like, a strong father connection in his life. It's not, like, by season one you see that. It's by the end of season seven that you can kind of get the full picture of Michael Scott. And I think that's really interesting when a comedy can do that, that sometimes comedies are better dramas than dramas. And then because of how, you know, exaggerated dramas can be sometimes, they almost become more comedic than a comedy. So I find that really interesting when a comedy series takes the time to really actually develop the characters and makes them more than just what you might think of. Like with Dwight, you think that he's just kind of the stereotypical nerdy sort of bootlicker character against Jim's sort of more passive character, but then you realize that he's got a beet farm that he runs, he's got this cousin Moe, who's crazy, that lives on his farm with him, and he really starts to develop this relationship with another coworker, Angela, and it creates a lot of tension and drama throughout the series on top of the comedy. But then once again, because of such a dramatic and exaggerated kind of appearance and plot progression, it just goes back to being that comedy that The Office is all originally based on. And I think that's really interesting when people can do that, especially with comedies, where it's more focused just that, not a lot of character growth.
Yeah,
typically.
No, I agree. I actually prefer, probably one of my favorite genres is just comedy drama. Because, like, I don't know, there's a lot of good dramas out there, but I tend to get more invested when it's comedy drama because it feels more realistic. I don't know if that makes any sense.
That it's the two sides of the same coin.
Yeah,
it really is, two masks where you have the crying and the laughing mask, right? Like, they are so tied together. They're, like, almost essential in a way.
Well,
you can't have one without the other.
Well, it's just like real life, you know. It's just not it's not all dramatic. It's not all comedy, you know. It's both. And I didn't even know that The Office really had, like, major character progression and arcs like that. I forgot to give a spoiler warning for The Office, Wyatt. But that's fine. The Office is a show I've been meaning to watch for a long time, and I'll definitely check it out eventually.
I was definitely part of the crowd originally who just kind of hated The Office for whatever reason. A little bit.
Okay.
But not even just for any reason other than it was popular and that I didn't watch it. And sometimes I think when things are, like, popular, it's just, like, it feels like it's maybe pandering.
It's not a great reason, but, you know.
No, it's not. That's
you never
why
know until you watch
which is,
it, I guess.
Exactly, which is why I eventually did finally actually sit down and watched it. So if you are someone who's listening who just is like me and hates The Office for whatever reason just because it's popular, give it a watch. Seriously, give it a sit down and a watch. Because I think my problem with The Office was that I thought it was going to be like seasons 8 and 9 of The Office all the way through, where it just, the writing isn't as great and it feels more like meme-y in a way, even though it was kind of before that era of the internet and whatnot really coming hard. But it just kind of felt like it was getting a little stale almost. I thought that was going to be the whole series. But then you watch, like, seasons 2 and 3, and it's, like, some of the best writing. Or even, like, season 5 has some really strong episodes in it. I think that was the best thing, too, about watching a comedy series like The Office, is that it's, like, 22 episodes each season. So it's, then they're all about, like, half an hour each, like, 22 minutes or whatever. But they're all really condensed super well with jokes. They're all really funny, especially in those early seasons. And then because it's like 22 episodes, you have a lot of opportunities for the character growth. You don't have to keep it strictly episodic. You can kind of serialize it a little bit and put little things in between each episode and really let a character grow, honestly. And I think that's, like, in this era of, like, what, like, 8-episode seasons and whatnot, you don't have that same opportunity for characters to really interact with not only the environment, but also other characters as well, too, and really start to understand them. And I think that's something. They're doing, like, an Office reboot. I think it's being set in Australia. These may get dated if you're listening to this in the future.
We're gonna have three different versions of The Office.
Yeah, and it's
all in different regions. Aussie Office sounds really fun. Actually, I would watch that.
I was kind of thinking about that too, but then I saw what I think it was just a teaser of what the show may end up looking like. I wasn't too impressed by it. It didn't have that same kind of like mockumentary style that The Office is really well known for. But once again, this is probably going to get dated because I only really ever saw like 5 seconds. It was like something between like Pam and Angela, I think. Don't quote me on that one because that was like months ago at this point, I think. It was strange, though. I think even like they're trying to get like the original like U.S. cast to like come back and do some cameos for it, but then still have it set in Australia. Like like Catherine Tate, I think, is going to be like the one running the office. So that'd be interesting. You should watch it. Give it a watch. Watch Always Sunny. Always Sunny is also another great example of a comedy that does character progression, with once again just because of how exaggerated it is.
No, I think Aussie Office could be good. Who knows?
We'll see. We'll see. Only time will tell.
I think one of the reasons why I haven't watched the American Office yet is because I've wanted to watch the British one first. I would probably watch first, and then I would go into the American one. Because that, I've seen clips from, and it looks great, too. And I love Martin Freeman. I'm a huge fan of Martin Freeman.
I haven't seen British Office yet. That was my opinion, too, on it. I was going to watch the British Office first, because it's shorter as well, too. It's only 2 seasons. They never did a third season.
Is it 2 or 3? Is it only 2?
I think it is only 2 seasons, from what I remember. Because I might be wrong with that. Maybe it's just that... Oh, never mind. Spoilers. I'm not going to say
that. Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
You put in a spoiler warning now.
Yeah, I'll put in a spoiler warning now. Yeah. All right. That's it? That's how that topic dies? Are we going to have to start talking about water now? Like, I don't want to, but we'll have to. What do you want to create, though? Do you want to try and, like, create, like, not just, like... Because you mentioned about wanting to hopefully maybe be a writer.
Yeah.
You want to try and go down that path.
Yeah.
But even just beyond that, like, you know, like, for example, like, I wanted to create this podcast where it's a very loose structure, but it was just something that we could kind of do, like I say, keep track of and record and whatnot. And just thought it'd be a nice way to kind of catch up with people. That was kind of my vision and whatnot for doing the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else like that you want to do? Is there just something you want to create? Do you just want to do a live show just because... Doing a live show would be really fun, you think? Do you want to go out and do a documentary? Maybe you don't even have an idea in mind, but you just want to try and see if you could do that kind of a thing. Like, what do you want to try and create? What do you want to try and get more out of?
Well, now that you mention all those things, it's, I think, because there's no, like, clear goal I have in mind, and this is, like, what I was talking about before with, like, not really knowing what I'm going to do after school, and it has to be related to creating something, but that might be like far in the future, right? So it's like as to what it is. I think it honestly for me really just doesn't matter what medium it is. Like if I were to create a live show, I would obviously use my skills that I've gathered here and apply it, but what would it be? It would probably be more comedy focused because when I think of live show, I'm like, what am I going to do? News? Like, this is boring for me. I have to do something entertaining. So if it's comedy, because I've seen people do like crazy Twitch live streams as well. Like,
right, yeah.
That would be fun. But like, do I want to have an online presence? I don't know. I'm too camera shy for that. So it's like, for me right now, it's a huge question. It's a huge ask because I'm in this position in my life where I'm like, very anxious to start these things, but I think eventually I might get there, but only time will tell. If I were to write something, I think I would just want to keep writing things, like anything, like comedy, drama, like any genre, just because I want to hone my skills as a writer. I don't know how to become a writer. If I were to make a documentary, it would probably be more serious. I don't know. It's a good question. What about you?
I would love to do a live show. I would love I would love to do a live talk show. Honestly, I think that'd be really fun. I'm already hosting this podcast, but I would also like to kind of do some kind of weird and crazy live show as a host and kind of be sort of, I'll say, the ringleader of it. You know, just like execute on like a vision and whatnot, and like,
would you want to stream it on like Twitch or something?
I think that'd be really fun. I've been doing I found these old live streams from like these kind of defunct websites that have been like recorded and posted on YouTube. Tim and Eric actually did one called Tim and Eric Night Live. And it's honestly like almost like, I don't know, there's something about it that I love. If anyone listening knows about Tim and Eric and their comedy style, their live show they did was very in that same vein of comedy, of just kind of being a little weird and out there, but really kind of doing a lot with the premise of a live show. Like, I don't know, they just kind of found weird. Like, they did this episode where it was they went from like the old kind of SD format to HD format, and they were going to do it live during the show. That was the whole idea. So then they go through this process of setting it up, and they're setting up the bit, and they're going to do it. Okay, we're going to switch over, and then it just flattens the image because old HD used to do that. It used to take like a signal and then just flatten it straight out to get the raster size from it. So it's kind of it's kind of a funny joke, and I just kind of like when they can do something like that. So I'd like to do something similar, like almost like an Eric Andre, but have it live instead of like pre-recorded bits. I think would be fun.
I think when I was younger, I definitely wanted to do something very similar, but now I'm like getting to know myself more, you know. I think it's just about like realistically applying like, what am I good at? What can I do right now? That's what I'm thinking about right now. That's why I feel like I'm not thinking long term, because those dreams kind of died a little while ago. And that's totally fine.
It's so sad.
It does sound sad, but it's actually just like, no, actually it was good, because sometimes you get in over your head when you're like a teenager and you're like, I want to do all this crazy shit. And it's but then it's like, but how do you do it? And now that I'm here at BCIT, it's really grounded me, and it's really helped me find my place as to like who I am and what I want to do. And it'll be a very slow, gradual journey after school, I think. I think that is my only answer as to what I'm going to do afterwards. Since I don't know, it's like, I'll figure it out. It'll be a slow journey, and I think I will figure it out, and I'll whatever it is I end up doing.
That's so weird. I feel kind of like the opposite almost, in that like, I feel like coming here, I've realized that there's so much that I could do in a way. I think it's just because of seeing the more behind the scenes process, you know, how do they make the hot dogs kind of a thing, where it's like you can, like we did in our first semester, we did some live shows just like here within the school, but we still set up all the cameras and whatnot, and we got the audio going and everything, so we were able to do a complete live show from start to finish, and regardless of what maybe kind of quality it was, it still kind of got done.
It was something.
But it was, and then like after, you know, just doing more experience and whatnot, you just would eventually kind of get better and better at it, and then soon it's like nothing. But I think you're right. Like, how do you do that? How do you actually get the, how do you get the crew and the equipment and the gear to actually put on that live show is very hard and is very time consuming. So you're right. It is probably better to be more focused on the future and what can you actually achieve. But for what I've taken from that is that there's realized that there's so much you can do, and that's like, it's has inspired something inside of me
that's,
of like,
that's good.
Yeah, that we can realistically do this, you know, in a modern age. It's kind of crazy that we can.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it's always so impressive what people can do with that. That's
absolutely. Yeah. And that's, I think, also really inspiring too, when you do see people who are able to do things with just a couple cameras or whatever, it makes you just want to go out and do that as well. It's like, You feel kind of like, get a little like empowered by that. You're like, I think I could do that.
No, for sure. That's exactly what I used to feel, and then occasionally here and there. It's just, maybe that's not exactly what I want to do. But if that's what you want to do, then like, yeah, work towards that, because eventually you'll get it. It's just, I'm going in a who knows direction, right?
Right. Yeah.
Whatever I work towards, I'll get. It's just it takes time, I think, and it takes like a lot of reputation and skill
to
get that. Like, if you want something big like that, I think it's good to start small and then see where it goes from there.
Exactly.
A lot of the times when you see these people doing these big things, they did start small, and it just kind of came naturally over time.
We do have a live show that we do in our second semester, so we'll get some more experience in that, just kind of like on a school level.
Mm.
And then very hands-off as well, too. The live shows we were doing during the first year were very instructor-guided. Like, they were very there and making sure we were doing everything right and correct and whatnot, which is a good thing. They should be.
As with most of our projects.
Yeah,
which is super helpful. I love that.
Absolutely. But then for the second year, there's a lot more hands-off. So, like, for our live show, we're probably doing, like, everything from scratch. And I think that will be interesting for sure.
Very much interesting. Because I know most of us are going to forget, like, what to do. But we can always, like, ask questions and stuff.
And we're also doing some basketball games for another post-secondary college or university. And that'll be fun, too, I think, doing those. Once again, getting more general experience in that realm is something that I'm looking forward to for sure.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think we ever did sports broadcast yet, other than like side stuff. I have like a soccer game broadcast coming up in like a couple weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but that's about it. I've never done sports, and I'm not really interested in sports. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm just doing it because like anything to get myself out there and like make connections and stuff.
And to get that reputation.
Sure, yeah. Or any opportunity, I'll just take it. I don't care. I don't care what it is. So, yeah.
There you go. I think we've been... This has been a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a good session. Thank you again, Ethan, for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome.
And recording with me and being my first guest again.
Again, yeah. Again. Well, first and second and first. First, second guest.
Second first guest?
Yeah. Second first guest.
You've been on twice now.
Yeah, technically.
First, yeah. Well, you're the first.
I'm definitely the first.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you whether you want to post this one or the other one.
I think I want to post that. I think this one's the better one. Okay. I like this one.
Yeah, sure.
I think our audio levels are much better.
Oh, yeah, no, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Who knows? Maybe we'll do. We'll maybe post that original session sometime in the future if you guys are interested at all. But other than that, I want to thank you again, Ethan, for coming on and being the guest. And I want to thank you, the listener, for listening to the Second Year Run podcast hosted by yours truly, Wyatt Mason. And I want to wish you all a good rest of your day, wherever that may be.
Bye-bye.